In the top of Tavav Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanim, Hakorei Mitoch Hashlal, Mitoch HaMolal, Mitoch HaLeket, Mitoch HaSulamos, Lo Yatsa, Mitoch HaIchu Yatsa. So we mentioned the end yesterday at the bottom of the previous Amud, that these are different types of the Shlalal and Molal and Leket. These are loose types of stitches, not a normal. And when it closes up a kriya, it's with very loose types of stitches. So if one rips that as his kriya, you know, rips the loose stitches to act as his kriya, that's no good, he's not yotzei. But ichui, that's if it was sewn up properly, and one rips that, that's fine, and he's yotzei the kriya. Amrachisa b'ichui alexandri. It has to be dafka and ichui alexandri. This is a very, very good, top-notch mending job. And then when one rips that, it's considered like he did kriya like new. Amar Avchis, Dabu Ichri Yagzanifa. Tanu Rabbanan, Rishai Lehofcho Lamato Lechosam. So even though one can't, and certain depends on the relative, and etc., you cannot mend up the kriya. However, if he turns over the beged upside down, and the beged's done by the neckline, the kriya's done by the neckline, if he flips the beged upside down and makes the neckline down below, and makes a new neckline for the bottom, if he flips the beged upside down, so then he could mend up what's at the bottom. But Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oser Lachoso, but he asters it, even if you turned it around and put it to the bottom, you still can't mend it. And only that, not only the person who did the kriya, which is selling, if he sells the beged to somebody else, and the seller can't mend it, but even the buyer can't even mend it. Therefore, the seller has to tell the buyer what the story is, that this rip is not a stump rip in the beged. This is a kriya, and therefore you have to be careful, you can't sew it up. Rashi mitoch hashlal shelo karal b'shalal, that he only ripped the part that he mended loosely. And that we say we're not in the yotzei. Mitoch ha'ichui, that's mikera ha'ichui. You ripped it at where the ichui was, where it was fixed up. But ichui alexandri, the havek kishalim. That's such a good mending job, it's like a new beged. Rashi lehavcho lamata, says Rashi, shehavcho akera lamata, that the rip part he puts down below, v'ofech, shelamat lamal, and the bottom up, umacheu, and then he mends the thing now that's now on the bottom. But so based on Rav Losha, he makes a new neckline and he wears it like that. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, tchilas kriya tefach. The original kriya has to be a tefach, which is four etzbos. The tosefes, and if somebody else was nifter, he has to make another kriya. He's allowed to just extend the original one. And tosefes doesn't have to be four; it's enough to shalosh etzbos. There's three. Ibi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tchilas kriya shalosh etzbos. He says no; the first kriya only has to be three, not four. And the tosefes kolshu, any amount is he's yotzi for the tosefes for a new person that was nifter. Amarul halach is like Rabbi Meir b'kriya. In other words, the first kriya that has to be a tefach for its spouse, and halach is Rabbi Yehuda b'tosefes, that it's enough just to do a little bit for the second kriya. Tanya namihachi, Rabbi Yossi Meir tchilas kriya tefach, and tosefes is a kolshu, like we just said. And Rashi, tosefes shalosh as Rashi, kugon shemosif ker acher, he has another kriya, aloso ker, after the first one, kugon shira evil acher, somebody else was nifter and he had to do another kriya. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, amrulo meis aviv vekara. So he was told that his father was nifter, so he did kriya. Meis beno, and then he heard after that his son was nifter, so then he has to add another kriya. So he added vehosif. Now, the tachton, which was the son's kriya, the one he did for the son, the second one, the mitached, that he's allowed to mend, because the one's allowed to mend for shar krovim. But the elyon, the top one, excuse me, which he did for his father, eino mitach, he's not allowed to mend it ever. Meis beno, if his son died, and he ripped that, and vikara, and after that, Meis Aviv, the Hosif, and the Hostafa was for the father, then Elyon Misacha, the top one, could be mended, because that was for his son, and the Tachton on the bottom, which is father, cannot be mended. Eino Misacha. Meis, Okay, let's see. Rashi, Elyon Eino Mitzachet, Shekaru Al Aviv Velmi, because that was one for the parent. Okay. Next. Mace Aviv, Mace Imo, Mace Achiv, Mace Achoso. That all his father, mother, sister, and brother all died at the same time, or at least he found out about it at the same time. So kore kera echad lekulan. So he doesn't have to do four separate kriyas. There's enough one kriya for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir omer al kulan kera echad. He held that for all the other relatives, he's allowed to do one kriya, but al aviv imo he has to do kera echad. He has to do a separate kriya for his parent. The reading here is a little bit funny, so it's a taish a little bit now. He says the reason is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira held lefi she'ein mosifin al kerev avivimo. So the Gemara is clearing that, in other words, why do we have to do a separate kriya for the parent? Why can't we just add to the other one? The Gemara is understanding that, and therefore we're saying that the reason why we can't just add. And we have to make a separate one, Shein Mosifin al Kerev Avivimo. Because if you're going to do one for the parent and then add to that the rest, you're not allowed to add my time or why. I'm a Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lefi Shein and Betosefes. Because it's not a kriya for the parent, it's befitting that it should be an extension from another one or even have another one extended from the parent's kriya. Because the kriya for parents is much more chashif. Amar Shmuel, halacha is Kirav Yehuda ben Beseira, that you can't just do one kriya for everybody, you have to do a separate one for the parent. Ask the Gemara, Ayumi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Shmuel said this, Ayv Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivriya mekel be'evil. He holds that the halacha is like the mekel in evil. And the mekel here is a Tanakama that said you can do one kriya for everybody, including the parent. And so, how could it be that Shmuel says that the halacha is like Yehuda ben Beseira, that you have to do two kriyas? So the Gemara answers that Avelis is lechud and kriya lechud. So some explain, some Rishonim, that meaning that Avelis is Durabanan, so therefore certain acts of Avelis are Durabanan, and therefore there we're Mako. But kriya has a source in the Psukim, so therefore it's as a separate issue. There you have to be Machmir. I ask, we're asked, Adhekan Korea. Okay, so he's a Korea from the neckline. So how far down? So Tanakama says, Ad Tiburo, until his navel. The Yeshamrim, Ad Libo. Some say, no, until his heart. Alpha Pishain, Raya, Ladavar, Zecha Lavar. Even though we have a Raya, we have a Zecha to this that one rips to his heart. Shenemar, Vikiru Lavavchem, of Valbigdechem, Lashon of the Lave. Kishamagila Tiburo, and let's say he ripped down to his navel, and then he has to do another kriya for someone else. So Marchik Shalosh Etzpos, so he goes back up to the neckline, gives a space of three fingers, and with Korea, and then he can do another kriya for the next person down to his heart. Nismale Milafanav, Makzira Lacharav, if he finished, he basically ripped everything up on the front of him, so there's no room anymore to any more kriyas. So then he makziru lacharov, he can put the bigot around to the back of him and start again in the front and do more kriyas. Nismale milamala hof kolamata. When that's finished, then he can, as we mentioned before, turn the bigot upside down and make a new neckline, like flip it around and start again in front and back till his bigot is totally torn up. Vakore milamata uminat stadim lo yatsa. However, kriya not on the front and the top, like we said, but rather kriya on the bottom. You rip the bottom of the one rips the bottom of his beged or from the sides of the beged. That's not lo yatsa. Ela shekohen gadol porem milamata. Except the kohen gadol, he's allowed to rip on the bottom because he's not allowed to rip at all, really. So therefore, the ripping on the bottom is not considered kriya, but that's good because Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do kriya. But he does it there just for his own for agmas nefesh, they say. So he feels the sorrow, so he wants to do a kriya. So he does a kriya in a place he's not yose because he's not allowed to do kriya. Okay, Rashi. Elyon Eino Mitzach, I said, okay, Shein B'Tosefes, so the Elyon you don't Mitzachez, that was for his father and his mother, Shein B'Tosefes, Kolomar ein bedin shemosif alim. It's not proper that one should add for from a parent's kriya or to or from add from another one. He gil et tiburo umeslo mesacher. Said he rips down to his navel, and then another somebody else died. So then markik shal shatzbos. He goes to the side three etzbos. Betzadot toker v'kore, and he does it again. Nismale karei milafanav. Once he's totally ripped up on front, magzira lacharav. Puts it to the back because of karei lafanav, and again he rips in front of him, etc. Okay. Right. No. So we said that that you're allowed to add, right? Just an Indian of, right. So you cannot to the add. Okay. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Pligoba Rav Masna Umar Ukba, and Tarvayu, and both of them are arguing Mishmei Davua Deshmu of a Levi. Kadamar Kol Shiva Kore. That. In other words, he did a kriya, and now in the middle of Sheva, somebody else dies. It's another relative of his, so he has to make a new kriya. He can't extend the original one if it's in the middle of Sheva. La'achar Sheva Mosif, but after he doesn't have to make a new kriya, he can just Mosif on the old one. The Chadamar Kol Shloshim Korea. Second opinion says a month. Right, during the whole month, you have to make a new kriya. You can't extend the original one, and only achar shloshim mosif you can add to the original one, extend it after shloshim. Maskiv la Rabbi Zira. He's going to ask now on both opinions. So manda amar kol shiva kore amai. What's the reason why you have to kol shiva kore? You have to make a new kara during shiva. Why can't you extend it during shiva? The reason is the lo nitan lo shololo, because you can't sew it up at all. Okay, and therefore, if you're gonna just continue ripping, so you're ripping it's ripped already. You're just ripping. It looks like you're just ripping more the original rip. So there's no siman that's for a new kriya, and therefore that's why it's no good. However, if once after Shiva, where you can sew it up a little bit, so now you're ripping up the sewing, so it looks like you're ripping something new, and you'd rip a little bit more past that, but at least it shows like you're doing some ripping. Yelahada Mar, if that's the case, what about what Mar said? That Aisha Shalalta Lalter, a woman we know could, even during Shiva, she can right away sew it up a little bit, you know, for a woman. If that's the case, so Hachanami, it should be that even in Shiva she should be able to tear, because the whole thing is because you can't tear something that's totally torn, just because it doesn't look like you're tearing anything. Oh, it has to be at least mended up a little bit new, so a woman that does mend up a little bit, so she should be able to tear during Shiva. Yet this it says over here, and without any, it doesn't make any distinction, it says during Shiva you can't, have to make a new kara. So Gemara answers, no, hasa mishum kvod isha hu. It's not mikara din kriya. This when the woman she's just mending it up a little bit, it's just for the kavod of the isha, and therefore it's not considered really that it's really sewn up. It's just for the kavod of the isha, and therefore when you're ripping there, it's not like you're ripping really a beged, even though it was sewn up a little bit, because the sewing up a little bit was just for kvod isha. Now we're going to ask on the second opinion. Manda amar kol shloshim korea amai. Say lo nitan lachosa. So why is it you have to wait after 30 days? Because this opinion said that you have to tear from a mended beged, not just a loosely it's sewn up, but mamish a mended beged, or else it doesn't look like you're doing kriya. So up till 30, where you can't mend it, yes, you can't rip from there. But after 30, when you mend it up properly, now you can rip the mending, and it looks like a new kriya. So what about a parent where you can never mend it properly? So if you can never mend it properly, it should be based on what we're saying now, it should be never allowed to extend a kriya, do a new kriya from the kriya of the parent. And again, it's not mashma that brings the brisa, that mashma you could after 30 days. Similar answer, similar as I said before, hasam, by the parent, that which you're not allowed to ever sew it up properly is mishum kvod avivimo. So it's like it's really sewn, because it's the only reason why I'm not sewing it is only because of the cover of the parent. Okay, see, Rashi. Kol shiva meis lo meis korea kriya acheret. He does another one. Lachar shiva, after mosif al kera rishon. Then he can just add to the original one. The lo nitan l'shol lo, toch shiva klal. Because during shiva, you're not allowed to sew it up at all. V'i mosif be michui kekera... V'i mosif be michui... So therefore, if he's just adding, it looks like he's just still the same kara, he's just extending it. It's like he's not doing anything new. But after Shiva, where he it's sewn up, so kora kola shlilo, so he ties those stitches that he had made, and that looks like you're doing something new at least. And he adds a little bit. The minkar, the almanas king, kara, so then it looks like he's doing a new kriya. Isha shalato l'altar, afilu toch shiva, even during shiva. Achanami, the mosif de korea hashlila. So for a woman, it looks like she's adding because she sewed it up a little bit during shiva. Now when she rips it, she's doing like a kriya. Umosi bapurta, the kaminkar. I have a kapasik, and it says straight out, just without any distinctions, kol shiva kore, mashma, even a woman, a filu woman. So we answer mishum akvod isha hu, but lo mina din, it's not to me kara din. And so too by the parent, mishum kvod aviv, but lo mina din also, that you can't sew it up, mend it. So we consider it as if it is. Lafikach mosi ba'ala acha shloshim, that after shloshim you can add to it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, hayotze beveged karua lifnei ha-meis. Someone whose beged is already ripped, and he goes in front of the mace with the ripped beged, already, it was already ripped. Hareza gozel es ha-meisim, because he's like stealing from the mace, because he's not ripping for the mace, it's already ripped. Vesachayim, and he's stealing the das of the people that are around, because people think he did kriya, and he really didn't. Rabbi Shim ben Gamliel omer, ha-omer le-chavero, someone says to his friend, ha-shileni chalukha ve-lech le-veker es abba, shu chola. Somebody says to his friend, he asks him to lend him his baguette, but he tells him a farish that his father is very ill and he's going to visit him, and so there's a chance he's going to have to do kriya on this baguette. So what happens? V'halachumatzo shemet. So he goes visits his father and he finds, sure enough, his father is nifter. So korea, he's allowed to rip the baguette of his friend that he borrowed. Why? Because since he did mention that his father's sick, so we take it that the friend gave it knowing that it might get end up being ripped. However, uma acho, he still has to mend it. He's responsible to mend it. And ukeshevo lebeto magzir lo chaluko v'noten lo demei koro. He has to return the beged, and it takes away from the value of the beged. It was mended, so he has to give him the hefresh of what it caused, the nezek he caused by doing that. Vimloho dio hareze lo yigavo. But if he didn't tell him that he was going to visit a sick father, whatever, his thumb asked him to borrow his beged, then he's not allowed to rip it, because then we don't assume he gave him permission to do so. Rashi beveged karua kodem lachen, if he came it was already ripped, so gozel hakol, he's stealing from everybody, she merameh hakol she mareh lahen shekara al mes, it looks like he ripped the beged on the mes, and he really didn't. Vimloho diyu, says Rashi, sheholech levaker saviv, he didn't tell him that he's going to visit his father, he's not allowed to rip. Next, Tanu Rabbanan, achol shemes lo mes ein modin lo shemes. Why? Shemetitra of Daitolav. So somebody's sick, and the relative is died. If it's his died, and we're worried, if we're going to tell him, it's going to make his choli much worse, and it's dangerous. So therefore, we don't tell him that his relative died. Ve'im akarin lefanav, and we don't do kriya in front of him either, because he'll, you know, say, hey, why is poor people doing kriya here? And he'll get the picture. Umeshakin es anashim, and we quiet the women down if they're crying or whatever as well. They shouldn't pick up on what's going on. Mipanav, in front of him, so he shouldn't see what's going on. Umekarim lakatan, and if the the beged, we rip the beged of the decree on a beged of a katan, not because he's chayiv in kriya, he's not chayiv in avelis, but b'nei agmas nefesh, then other people should see the kid with the ripped clothing, and it'll, you know, it'll bring on covered for the nifter, people will cry, etc. Bekorin al chamiv al chamosom b'nei kvod ishto. And when there's kriya on the his mother, father-in-law, mother-in-law, because of kavod ishto, well, we don't hold that way. Rama says we're not noeg like that. The Amar Papa Tana be'evil Rabasi, that's from Maseches Machos. Avel lo yaniach tina petocheko. He shouldn't. Avel shouldn't like play with the kid on his lap. Bipnei shemivio lideskok v'nimtza misgane alabrios. Because he's gonna play with his kid, he's gonna take his mind off the avelis, and it looks like he's happy, having a good time, and it doesn't look so good that he's an avelis and he's all happy. Okay. Next, ve'ein mevarim el al mitot skufos. When you come visit the to be menachem, some say mevarim means the actual like sudas avra. You're coming to bring him the first time, the sudas avra. So you do so on mitot skufos, on regular upright chairs. Tanu rabbanan, holech lebeis avol im hayag livo gaspa yavruhu al mitos kfuyos vim lav a yavru al mitos skufos. Okay, there's a couple of different ways of learning this. We'll take one way. One way is the following, that he's coming to the visit to Menachem the Avol, and so if he sees that the libel gaspa, so some explain that to mean that he sees that the Avol is he doesn't look so sad. He looks like he's, you know, he's not taking it to heart, his avelis. So you want to sort of, show him that he's supposed to be sad. So you, therefore, what do? Yavru al mitos kfuyos. The people visiting should turn the chairs upside down and sit down low, right, as if to show the, you know, remind the guy, hey, you know, you're an avelis over here. Vimlav, but if the person is taking it seriously as avelis, then yavru al mitos kufos, then the people visiting should, you know, they can sit on regular chairs. The Gemara brings a ma'isa. Rava Yisra be'milsa. He was an avelis. So Ala Gabe Abba Bar Marsa. So Abba Bar Marsa came to visit him to Abba Bar Manyumi. Rava Zakif. So kind of what we're saying now, you have to say that Rava Zakif means he put the chair up for Abba Bar Manyumi to sit on. Right? It says, oh, here. And he gave him the chair to sit on. He Zakif the chair for him. So Amar Bar Marsa Kafi. So Abba Bar Marsa Kafi. But he took the chair and he turned it upside down, which would mean ki'ilu, he saw that Rava wasn't taking his gavela seriously, whatever, so he took the mitzah and put it upside down. So then, and Rava commented, Amar, Rava said to him, kama leis be daita lahai tur mimraman. How am I this tur mimraman, this tamil chacham, has no das. He's like, what is he doing? Why is he turning the chair? Does he think I'm not taking my gavela seriously? And, you know, that's upset. Rashi, v'im loho, so the people that are coming to visit, you put them on mitas kfuyos. Next piece. This is the last line here. Tanu Rabbanan, we learn the brayos. Holech mimakom lamakom. A person's traveling, and while he's traveling, he gets news that someone was nifter, relative was nifter. So an aval is not allowed to be osik in business. But since he's in the middle, he's on the way. So imi achol lameit bisko yemeet. So if he can stop his business, then that's good. Vimlav, but if it's going to cause him a loss, then yigal galimahen. Meaning he can, if he's with a group of businessmen, like they're going together, so he's allowed to, you know, take part in the business deal. But he's not allowed to do by himself. That's not only with them. Rashi yigal galimahen ve'enu oseschor b'fnei atzmon on himself ela im chabur, only with the group.